Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
In just a few hours, a bill putting new restrictions on abortion could be headed to the governor's desk. The Senate will take it to vote today, just hours after House Republicans passed it.
Grab a jacket heading out the door. It is chilly now, but we do have warmer temperatures in our forecast today and a big warm up into next week. I'll show you.
Try to center it. Now he does, and they score.
The Canes keep their playoff hot streak alive with a big win over the Devils in game one. Now they're looking forward to game two tomorrow night. They had 4 to 5 days in between the series, and it looked like that really helped them, Reinvigorated. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. We're rested and ready, as well as the Hurricanes. They got out to a great start in that series. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the start of our day, you see it behind us here, sunrise on the way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
It's a beautiful start to the morning. Take a live look here at RDU. You can see just a few clouds kind of streaking across the horizon there. It's going to make for a gorgeous sunrise. Already starting to be beautiful with some of those hints of orange on the horizon. 46 degrees is our current temperature. Our winds are currently out of the west, and that westerly wind will help to warm up our temperatures a little bit. And gradually into the weekend, we'll get into a warmer flow into the southwest. But right now, we're looking at temperatures mainly in the 40s. Our cool spot's 42 in Goldsboro. It's 45 in Roxboro and Southern Pines, and Fayetteville's our warm spot at 52 degrees. Hour by hour, we're in the mid-60s at lunchtime, and that's as warm as it got all day yesterday. So we're going to bump it up into the low 70s this afternoon. It will not be as windy as it was yesterday, but we could see some gusts, say 10 to 15 miles per hour. We continue to track the potential for some weekend showers. We have new model runs. The high-resolution models come in about 2 days in advance, so we're going to take a closer look at the time for rain on Saturday. Coming up, Brian.
601 Elizabeth, let's head out to West Raleigh for a live look at I-40 out at Wade Avenue. The headlights you see there are westbound. We're not seeing any delays heading in from 54 and Chapel Hill Road out to Wade Avenue and from Wade to the airport. Everything's moving along well on 40 westbound. We're off to a pretty quiet start overall as we take a look at those live sensors. I'm not seeing any delays in Wake County, Durham County, or Orange County. We'll have another weather and traffic update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Following breaking news from overnight, police believe a car fire in Raleigh early this morning was set on purpose. First responders were at this scene just after 2 o'clock this morning. It's Craftsman Drive. The WRAL breaking news tracker arrived to find what appears to be a charred SUV, heavily damaged. Police say a second car was also badly damaged there. Investigators suspect this was arson. No one was hurt. A bill limiting abortions after 12 weeks in North Carolina will go to vote in the state Senate today. It passed in the House last night, less than 24 hours after it was introduced. WRAL's Naya Harden is live outside the state legislature where this bill is moving quickly. Naya, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, we're expecting to see protesters out here in just the next few hours. But we know Republicans, they are expected to get this done quickly. They have been on a fast track to complete this. This is Senate Bill 20 that we're talking about. It actually had passed in the House just Wednesday night, last night, 24 hours less than that when we saw that pass. Now it's going to be going to the Senate. Not one Democrat voted for it and not one Republican voted against it. The 12-week abortion ban would have new exceptions, but also require that pregnant women take more steps, like look at the ultrasound and more doctor visits. State law currently bans almost all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Cooper has said he will veto the bill, but Republicans could overturn that since they now have a supermajority in the House and Senate since Representative Tricia Cotham switched parties last month. The vote will be this morning at 10 o'clock. WRAL will be there live and have updates for you on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Another controversial bill heading to the state Senate today bans gender-affirming medical care for teens under the age of 18, even if their parents consent to that care. The House passed the Youth Health Protection Act last night. It would also block the use of state funds for any gender transition-related medical care. And it revokes the ability of minors to seek medical care without a parent's consent in certain cases, such as if they're pregnant or for help with addictions. Opponents of the legislation were not allowed to speak out against the bill. New details are emerging this morning about the suspect at the center of a deadly mass shooting in Atlanta. This is new video showing the moments Deion Patterson was taken into custody after an hours-long manhunt. Investigators say he was caught at 11 miles from the scene of the shooting. The U.S. Coast Guard says he served in the military from July 2018, but was discharged this past January. Investigators say Patterson opened fire Wednesday inside a medical building in Midtown Atlanta. One person was killed. Four others are recovering this morning.
Your Duke energy bill will likely be going up. The question is, by how much? State utility regulators will meet today to talk about how much the utility should be allowed to raise electricity rates. Last week, Duke Energy announced a partial settlement with the State Utilities Commission public staff that would reduce the company's original request to raise rates by 16% over the next 3 years. The recalculation of the rate hike has not yet been decided.
You know, we know that we need to do everything we can to manage our costs, to keep those costs as low as possible. But we also have to prepare the grid. We're seeing storms increasing in frequency and severity in our state. And that expectation for reliable service and resiliency to get power restored is very, very high among customers.
Duke Energy says the largest increase would be in the first year of the three-year period. The proposed increase would hike bills about $25 per every 1,000 kilowatt hours. More than 8 million people could lose their jobs if a deal on raising the debt limit is not met before the June 1st deadline. That is according to economists at the White House, where you're looking live right now. The economists also warn a lengthy standoff on the debt ceiling could cut the stock market in half, causing severe economic damage. President Biden and most Democratic lawmakers want to raise the debt limit without cutting spending. Republican leaders say Biden is unwilling to compromise to make a deal with them. Biden has invited House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other top lawmakers to a meeting next week to talk about a plan.
The Federal Reserve says it still has a long way to go as it works to slow the effects of inflation. The Fed raised interest rates again yesterday by another quarter point. The rate is now the highest it's been in 16 years. Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed is committed to doing what it takes to slow the economy and bring down inflation.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
This is the 10th rate hike since the Federal Reserve started its battle against inflation in March of last year.
With Carolina Hurricanes off to a great start in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs against New Jersey. They got off to a quick start, not only in the series, but in the game at PNC Arena. Never let the Devils get into this one. They took game one 5-1. They'll host the Devils again game two tomorrow night. That puck drops at 8:00.
The coronation of King Charles III is just 2 days away. Coming up, Kent Smith takes a look at the preparations in London ahead of the massive celebration.
And a name synonymous with weight loss programs is going away. What the end of Jenny Craig means for the future of the industry.
And our 7-day forecast still features rain for Saturday and Sunday. We're just getting our first look at the new high resolution models for the weekend. I'll show you what it looks like for Saturday coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a beautiful morning, gorgeous sunrise here in Clinton, not a cloud in the sky. There are a few clouds out there this morning, and we'll see some more cloud cover later this afternoon. But generally, it's going to be a nice day, not as chilly, not as windy as it was yesterday. But it is a cool start this morning. 41 in Tarboro, 40 in Irwin, 46 in Goldsboro, 47 degrees in Rocky Mount. It's 52 in Fayetteville. That is our warmest spot this morning. Your school day forecast, again, looking nice. We're going to see mostly sunny skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, as the kids are getting off the bus, 71 degrees. But don't discount how chilly it is out there this morning. Those 40s, a jacket, sweatshirt, definitely going to feel nice. Looking ahead to Saturday and Sunday, we still have rain in our forecast. We have new runs of the computer models. The high-resolution version gives us a little better look at the timing. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
6:11 as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. We take you out live to I-440, the Beltline, out at Capitol Boulevard. Traffic heading away from us westbound toward Wake Forest Road. We're not seeing any delays right now in either direction of 440 around Central Raleigh. And as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, also looking good. Out of Knightdale, southbound to 87, delay-free, and we're all clear from 885 all the way back toward Wade Avenue.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, a big search is underway for a missing worker after a chemical explosion and a fire at a plant in Massachusetts. This was the scene overnight. This all happened in Newburyport, which is about 45 minutes north of Boston. At least one person is unaccounted for after that explosion. Four people were taken to the hospital and have since been released. But we just heard from the state fire marshal. They say this is still a very active scene. They say major structural damage is preventing crews from going inside to begin a search. They're going to be out there all day long. They say they arrived to find an industrial-sized vat that had actually been pushed out of the chemical plant because of that explosion. It was sitting in the parking lot. They say they strongly recommend people stay away from this scene. They say the air quality is okay. There is no threat to residents in the area, but they will be there for a majority of the day. They are still looking for one worker this morning.
Michelle, thanks. In just 48 hours, the world will witness pomp and pageantry not seen for seven decades in Great Britain. King Charles III will be crowned Saturday morning in an elaborate ceremony steeped in history. WRO's Ken Smith is here now with how the UK is preparing for its close-up. Ken.
You know, Renee, the pageantry, the history dating back to the 10th century as we take a live look outside Buckingham Palace. It seems that people can't get enough of the royals. And this weekend, they'll get a big dose of the grandeur of a coronation. Because, again, it's been 70 years since this has happened in the UK. Well, let's start with the guests of honor, King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla, arriving for coronation rehearsals. They will ride in a gilded coach that was built in 1762. That ride will take the royals from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey, where they will be crowned by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Also, thousands of troops from the British Royal Army and Navy and Air Force, they are rehearsing too. They will be part of a procession from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey as well. And after all the pomp and circumstance, Saturday, our star-studded concert will happen Sunday, which includes performances by Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Italian opera legend Andrea Bocelli. And coming up on today, a live report right outside the Buckingham Palace in London on what major differences viewers can expect from this coronation compared to Queen Elizabeth's back in June of 1953, Renee.
And Ken, a lot of folks are wondering, are Harry and Meghan going to be there? Prince Harry will attend, but he won't be taking part in the ceremony. And his wife, Meghan, and their two kids will remain at home.
Yeah, a lot of royal watchers will be watching it, and I will be too.
Certainly. Thanks, Ken. Friday on Today, Savannah Guthrie reports live from Buckingham Palace as the UK prepares to crown King Charles. Today, we'll take you inside the preparations for the coronation, the guest list, the fashion, and more. And Saturday morning, WREL will carry NBC's coverage of the coronation of King Charles III from 5 to 10. Our local news will air from 6 to 8 on Fox 50, and then after the special coverage on WREL.
Efforts are underway in North Carolina to find better solutions for how schools discipline children. This comes after a state report showed a sharp increase in suspensions. Education leaders gathered in Charlotte Wednesday to discuss ways to combat the issue. A presentation by the North Carolina Center for Safer Schools found an alarming lack of consistency in the way districts discipline students. State leaders also say there's a disconnect between the roles of administrators and school resource officers. A number of trainings were suggested to help in the classroom, including de-escalation.
We now know the FBI is investigating the death of a Fayetteville police officer and his wife as a murder-suicide. The Fayetteville Police Department asked the FBI to investigate the death of Officer Domingo Taveras Rodriguez and his wife. The autopsy report reveals the officer's wife, Yanitza, died of gunshot wounds to the head. Taveras Rodriguez died of a single gunshot wound. The FBI says there is currently no reason to believe that anyone else was involved.
The Federal Trade Commission wants to stop Facebook's owner, Meta, from monetizing your kids' data. The FTC claims Meta is improperly sharing user data with third parties. The agency says Meta violated the terms of a 2020 settlement by giving personal information to other apps. The FTC is giving Meta 30 days to respond to its proposal. After four decades, Jenny Craig is shutting down as it deals with financial turmoil. The announcement comes as the diet and nutrition industry is facing growing pressure from the soaring popularity of new medications being used to help people shed pounds. Coming up this morning on Today, a look inside the seismic shift hitting this industry and how some of the biggest names you know are already on board with the changing business of weight loss.
This new class of drugs out there, GLP-1s, which really has become a big thing just in the last couple of years. That's drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro, is really having a big impact and could potentially have a big impact going forward over the next couple of years on the behavioral approach to weight loss.
You can find more about the end of Jenny Craig and the future of weight loss this morning on Today. It airs right after this newscast at 7 o'clock on WRAL.
It is 6:17 and the early birds get the sunrise. What a view to kick off your Thursday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner also has some wonderful views around town.
Yeah, look at this. We have a live look at Goldsboro. Beautiful glow there. That sun just starting to pop up over the horizon. And even this pretty color here in Apex. You see those pinks and purples there. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our Fayetteville newsroom. All is quiet today. Some changes in our pattern. The last several days, this low pressure system right here, which just moved offshore, was sitting over the Great Lakes, and it was closer to us. We had high pressure that was nearby, and all of that was creating some windy conditions for us. And boy, that was a super slow moving low. Finally, it's picked up and moved away from us. And so that means today the winds will be lighter. We'll gradually start to see our winds shifting to westerly and then southwesterly for a warm up. A little bit today, but a lot more as we get into early next week, because we have this system that's going to roll through in the meantime. So that high keeps things dry today and tomorrow, but by the weekend, we see the system that's back out to our west moving into the area. Let's walk through today. Today looks beautiful. There's 9 a.m. There's lunchtime. This afternoon, there could be more clouds like we saw yesterday and a quick sprinkle up in our northeastern counties. We'll wake up to clear skies on Friday morning, looking beautiful. Still looks nice at lunchtime. But once again, in the afternoon, we'll see a few clouds, but we'll stay dry on Friday. It's Saturday that system approaches. Here's Saturday at 2 a.m., starting to see a little bit of light rain moving in. At 8 a.m. tomorrow, the rain is likely to be in the Sandhills. But here's the big thing. A lot of the long-range models want to keep the good bit of the rain out of the triangle area, but this is the first look at the short-range models, the high-resolution models, and of course, it's working with more data, more computations, so we tend to think of it as being a little more accurate, and it does take us out at 2 o'clock to see the rain pushing as far east as Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, so certainly, we're holding on to that chance of rain on Saturday. The big takeaway for Saturday is it's likely to be wetter the farther south you go, and the drier the farther north and east you go, but it does look like we'll have the potential for some scattered showers across the viewing area. This is a look at one of the long-range models, and you can see some scattered showers as we get through lunchtime and into the middle of the day from the triangle area north and east, but definitely that heavier rain is down to the south. On Sunday, we'll have another disturbance, just a weak one that comes through, bringing us small chance of showers. We're probably looking total at a quarter of an inch for Saturday and Sunday total both days, so it's not going to be a washout for us, but we are keeping a 50% chance of rain for Saturday and 40 on Sunday, just for the coverage that we could see. Komen race for the cure is Saturday. Right now, it doesn't look too bad at the start of the race, but the later we get in the day, the better chance that we're going to see some scattered showers, especially from lunchtime into the afternoon. It'll be a cool day. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. This will be the ninth weekend in a row that we see rain on Saturday and Sunday, but if you happen to count Friday, the last time we had a dry weekend, including Friday, was mid-December. It has been a very, very wet spring for us. We'll still have a chance for some showers on Monday, but we dry out Tuesday and Wednesday with a totally different pattern as we climb into the 80s. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:20 right now. I want to check in live on the south side of Durham. We're watching that camera at I-40 at 55. Eastbound traffic heading away from us. And as you head out of Chapel Hill from 15501 out toward 885, we're not picking up any delays with those live sensor readings. You're looking good on the westbound side of I-40 as well. And it's still quiet around the rest of the triangle. At the moment, at least, we're not picking up any delays on our major routes. And I just checked with Raleigh 911. They're not reporting any crashes anywhere in Wake County. You can see that 64 out of Zebulon looks fine heading toward Wendell, and 87 southbound through Knightdale is a smooth ride all the way out to the Beltline.
Brian, thanks for that. The driver accused of hitting and killing a construction worker on I-40 is due in court today with new details that we are learning about the crash that left a father of four dead.
An effort to give high school athletes a chance to profit off their skills hits a snag. State lawmakers vote to block the plan just hours after it was approved.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
A music star from right here in Wake County is looking back at his roots.
And Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Garner's own Scotty McCreery is reflecting on his rise to country music stardom in CMT's new docuseries, Stages. That includes his childhood here in North Carolina before he won American Idol and then hit it big in Nashville. The show is available on YouTube, and it features acoustic performances of some of Scotty's biggest hits.
Scotty says he had a blast doing this series, you know, brought back a lot of good memories. He was 17 when he won American Idol. He is now 29. He's married. He has a beautiful baby boy. Scotty's all grown up and has a lot of number one hits as well.
Does.
Yeah.
He does.
A so bona fide superstar.
Yeah. A superstar. May the 4th be with you. Yes, today is Star Wars Day, and StarWars.com has everything you need to celebrate, including recipes. I wonder what a Star Wars recipe is. I'm going to have to look into that. Games, other fun activities, and all of the deals that companies are offering in honor of the unofficial holiday.
It's no doubt something that Chewbacca whipped up, you know, in his spare
time. A Wookiee cookie.
There you go. It'd be perfect for you, you know. But, this all came about from the first film, 1977. Mm. Back then, the first film when the rebel forces were descending on the Death Star, and those words were uttered. May the Force be with you.
And now it's like an unofficial holiday. May the 4th be with you, Brian.
And also with you.
Fantastic. Actor Jamie Foxx is thanking his fans for their support as he recovers from his medical emergency. He posted to social media on Wednesday saying he appreciates all the love and he's feeling blessed. His message came on the same day it was announced Nick Cannon will fill in for him as guest host on Beat Shazam. Specifics still have not been released about why Foxx was in the hospital. We do know that it happened in Atlanta while filming the Netflix movie Back in Action.
New this morning, former First Lady Michelle Obama is launching a healthy food and drink company for kids. It's called Pleasy Nutrition. She says the company is designed to provide better food options for parents and children. Mrs. Obama says the juices contain 75% less sugar than the average 100% fruit juices.
It's going to be a busy day in the General Assembly. This is a live look right now. Lawmakers could send a bill with new abortion restrictions to Governor Cooper's desk today.
And the Biden administration is preparing for a surge of migrants at the southern border. The moves it's taking today as Republican lawmakers call for further action.
It's a gorgeous morning. We're going to see lots of sunshine, but grab the jacket as you head out the door. It's colder this morning than it was yesterday. I'll show you when our highs will reach 80s.